you were going over a barbed wire fence and you caught your pants on it, what would you say that you did to your
pants? Well, it wouldn't do for me to, if I got it on, I couldn't get it loose. It wouldn't do for me to put that on tape either. No. Usually though, a fella it's been used to being out and around. He don't get hooked up on a barbed wire fence. He'll either go under it, or he'll go way over the top of it. Mm-hmm. And climb up on it, and you don't climb it right in the middle. There, you get at a post where a post is, and climb up on it, get over that way, right where it nailed to a post. Right, that's where it stops at.
They have it like fixed with a post and then they stretch the line mm-hmm. to the
next. They have a post about, every 10 to 12 feet is a post. Mm-hmm. And then they nail these your wire crosses like that.
Do they have any other kind of fences that keep them in?
Yeah, they have, hogs in the same pasture. They have Pittsburgh wire, what they call Pittsburgh wire, and it's hog-proof wire, and the hog can't get through it. But this barbed wire, where a hog just gonna walk right under it, or you know, but it'll hold cows or horses, but it won't hold nothing like a hog or something like that.
Do they ever have any kind of walls like? Do they have any walls instead of fences?
No, they used to way back. They had them there old log fences built out of split rail fences. But they don't have none of them in this country at all anymore. But back then, the people had to be because they couldn't get wire. It was on a time that you just couldn't buy wire and get wire.
If your wife had a dress like that and you liked it, what would you tell her?
I'd say, well, you look mighty good in that dress. It fits you good. Or tell her fit like a blanket on a horse or something like that.
I'd old mother hubby.
Tell her. It's a bit like a blanket on a horse or something like that. Some kind of a compliment anyway.
this was good. And then
McKinney,
she went over to her
water. That's the neighbor I tell you about
that. She came back, she brought me this and one of those tunics. All
different clothes. Mm-hmm. She is a nice neighbor. I mean, that's the kind of people she is.
Does your wife ever like wear curls around her neck or beads?
No, she used to wear a lavalier when we first married.
But I got beads, but I don't know. I never did care too much for jewelry on the rings and the wall.
Bottom of my neck, bottom of my neck.
You get used to it.
Would you call that a string of beads or a necklace of beads?
I'd say a pearl necklace.
Pearl necklace?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What time do y'all eat breakfast? I don't
want to,
keep
it. Oh, it's any time. We ain't got anything else to do. I told her today, I says, we was in town, see, and she had to go by the doctor for a checkup today, and then we was there, and she said, we ain't going to get back time to eat dinner. I said, what difference does it make? I says,